们还是翻到约翰福音十五章。
We'll still turn to John chapter 15.
我们刚才读到一到十七节，我们现在读二十六节和二十七节。
We'll read verse 26 and 27.
我们同声一起来念。
We'll read together.
但我要从父那里差保惠师来，他来了就要为我做见证，你们也要为做见证，因为从起头就与我同在。我们再来读前面一章，十四章十六节和十七节。
We also read chapter 14, verse 16 and 17.
我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我们把十五章的第一节到第三节，我们再念一遍啊。
And again, we'll read chapter 15, verse 1 to verse 3.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡使我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净。结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的，已经干净了。这一章里面说到葡萄树的比喻。
And this chapter talks about the parable of the vine.
这样说主耶稣他是真葡萄树。
Here says that our Jesus is a true vine.
门徒是枝子。
And the disciples are the branches.
现在还有另外一个栽培的人。
But there's also another gardener.
这个栽培的人或者可以把它翻成农夫。
It can also be translated as husbandman.
所以在这里说，主耶稣是真葡萄树。
Here Jesus is a true vine.
父就主耶稣差主耶稣来的父，他是一位农夫。
The Father who sent Jesus is the farmer.
这棵葡萄树里面它有枝子。
There are branches in this vine.
这个枝子分成两类。
There are two categories.
一类是不结果子的枝子。
One kind would not bear fruit.
另外一类是结果子的枝子。
And another kind will bear fruit.
是什么样的枝子会结果子？
What kind of branches will bear fruit?
第三就是因为主耶稣讲给他们的道。
Because of the word that Jesus gave them.
所以这一节的圣经头一段是说到神是这一棵真葡萄树的栽种者。
The first part talking about that God, the Father, is the gardener.
这一位的神，他是一位的农夫。
He is a farmer.
他种了一个葡萄树。
And he planted a vine.
这葡萄树叫做真葡萄树。
And this vine is a true vine.
这个葡萄树的里面就有枝子。
And there are branches.
这个枝子的目的是要结果子。
The purpose for these branches are the fruits.
所以在这里我们可以看到见说，有栽培的人，有真葡萄树，有枝子，有还有结果子。
So here we see the gardener, the true vine, the branches, and the fruits.
我们也知道说，当这个葡萄树还有枝子中间，它们有一个连结。
And also we know that there are a union between the vine and the branches.
那一个连结是我们的肉身的眼睛看不见的。
We can't see it with our eyes in flesh.
葡萄枝里面它的养分它要送到枝子的里头去。
The nutrition will be communicated to the branches.
它就是要靠着它的枝浆。
It is through the juice.
所以枝子和葡萄树有一个连结。
So there is a union.
是靠着葡萄树所供应的那个生命，那个枝浆。
And through the life from the vine.
所以这一节的圣经先说到主耶稣跟父神之间的关系。
So this verse first talked about the relationship between Jesus and the Father.
啊，这是一节很特别的圣经，主耶稣称差他来的父神叫做农夫。
So it is very special here in this verse that Jesus called the Father who sent him the farmer.
叫做栽培的人。
The gardener.
而这意味着神把这一棵真葡萄树栽在这个大地上。
And God planted this true vine on the earth.
而且特别叫做真葡萄树。
And this vine is called the true vine.
在这里这个真有几面的意义。
So there are several meanings in this word true.
比这个真乃是主着属灵来说的。
First, this true means the spiritual.
今天我们在地上所看见的那个葡萄树是个物质的葡萄树。
Every vine that we see with our eyes in flesh is a materialized vine.
而父所栽种的这是个属灵的葡萄树。
But the vine planted by the Father is a spiritual vine.
或者是属天的葡萄树。
Or a heavenly vine.
从天而来的。
It is from heaven.
这是真的第一面的意义。
So this is the first meaning.
啊，第二面这个真的意义是它是纯种纯的。
The second meaning is that it is pure.
它不会变质。
And it will never change.
我们知道地上的那个物质的葡萄树
Every materialized vine
它会变质
It will change.
所以圣经上说那个本来是种的是上好的甜的葡萄树
So in the scripture that said originally the planted vine is a good one
当它变质的时候就变成酸的
But it later changed to the sour vine.
所以这个真乃是说到它永远不会变质。
So this true, the word true means it will never change.
是那样的纯净。
It is so pure.
啊，第三个，这个真葡萄树乃是说到它的自己。
The third meaning, the true vine,
talks about himself. 主耶稣有一个对比。
There's a comparison.
在旧约的圣经的时候，神也曾经栽种。那个上好的葡萄树
And because in the Old Testament God planted another vine
而那个葡萄树是指着以色列人来说的
It is talking about the Israelites
但是这个葡萄树怎么样它变质了
But later this vine changed
它不能够完成神托给以色列人的使命
It cannot fulfill the will of God
而神就亲自来栽种他的儿子成为真葡萄树
So God planted his son as a true vine
而这真葡萄树是个完整的是完全的葡萄树
And it is a perfect integral true vine
这棵真葡萄树要来完成神的心意
And the purpose is to fulfill God's purpose
而且让神的旨意完完全全的实现
to completely fulfill the will of God
所以主耶稣说他是真葡萄树
so Jesus said that I am the true vine
那天父把他栽种在这个大地上
and the heavenly father planted him on the earth
圣经上说这个地本来就是属于他的
the scripture says thatThe earth belongs to God.
当一个属地的物质的葡萄树不能够满足父神的心意的时候
When the materialized vine on the earth cannot satisfy the will of God,
神就栽种他父怀里的独生子在这个地上。
God planted his loved son from his bosom.
为什么
Why?
因为神爱世人。
Because God so loved the world.
所以他要将他的独生子赐给他们。
So he gave his only begotten son to the world.
因为神所造的人已经变质。
Because man has corrupted.
已经被罪玷污了。
And corrupted in sin.
所以神要把这个真葡萄树栽植在这个地上。
So God needs to plant a true vine on the earth.
神有一个心意愿意人人不愿意愿意人人得救不愿意一个人沉沦
And God wants everyone to be saved and no one fallen
所以当主神来到这个地上的时候
So when Jesus came to this earth
圣经说他本来是神
He is God
他不以神同等为强夺
But he don't take it for granted that he is equal with God
但是他有一天他从天降到这个地上
So he descends from heaven to the earth
他取了奴仆的形象
He take the image of the servant
他有人的样式
He has a form of man
他来到这个地上
He come to this earth.
他说道成了肉身
The world become flesh.
住在我们的中间
Dwell within us.
从这一棵真葡萄的树上我们可以看见神的荣耀
We can see the glory of God from this true vine.
我们可以看见神的恩典
We can see the grace of God.
我们看见神的真理
And the truth of God.
所以当主耶稣来到地上的时候
So when Jesus came to the world.
圣经有好几面的来描述
It was described in the scripture in several sides.
他说他来到这个地上，他说为着要来寻找拯救世上的人。
He came to find the lost.
当主耶稣在地上来寻找人的时候
，When Jesus found the lost,
他说他就在周游四方。
He walked all the places.
他来到这个迦南地上。
He came to the land of Canaan.
他往北边走，他往南边走，他往东边走，他也往西边走。
He walked to all the directions.
啊，神用圣灵和能力来膏他。
And God anointed him with Holy Spirit and the power.
当主耶稣来到自己的地方行走的时候
，When Jesus came to his own place,
他的口中流露恩言。
And there was gracious words out of his mouth.
当他行走在人中间的时候，他施行神迹异能。
When he walked among people, he performed miracles and signs.
当他接触人的时候，他愿意把神，那个看不见的神，借着他把他彰显出来。
When he reached people, he revealed the invisible God.
叫人可以来靠近他。
So that people can come near him.
所以他到自己的地方来。
He came to his own place.
而自己的人有两种的反应。
But there are two reactions.
有一种的反应不接待他。
One reaction is to reject him.
有一种的反应是接待他。
The other reaction was to receive him.
所以主耶稣来到这个地上。
So Jesus came to the
world. 他实在盼望人能够跟他集连在一起。
He want everyone to unite with him.
让他能够因着他的话，怎么能够被干净
？And because of his word, we can be cleansed.
好了，能够因着他这一个人，能够来相信他。
And because of this man, we can believe him.
他也是在盼望借着他所行的神迹奇事
，because of his miracles，
叫人家可以相信他
，so that we can believe，
可以跟他结在一起
，to unite with him，
让这个枝子能够成为可以结果子的枝子。
So that this branch can be a branch that bear fruit。
但是我们知道有一般的人不接待他。
But we know there was a group of people rejected him。
所以我们来看主耶稣来到地上的时候，人不要他。
When Jesus came to the world，
那有些人
and rejected him，
根本不理他。
They wouldn't want to talk to him.
啊，有些人拒绝他。
And some rejected him.
有些人反对他。
And some objected him.
啊，有些人怎么样？根本不接待主耶稣。
And some of them never accepted him.
而且整个城里面的人都不接待他。
The whole Jerusalem rejected him.
这些人就不相信主耶稣的。
They don't believe him.
神给他们机会。
God gave them chances.
他们失去了。
But they lost this chance.
拒绝了。
Because they rejected.
他们不要。
They didn't want it.
他们没有办法跟这个葡萄树连在一起。
So they couldn't unite with this vine.
所以圣经中用另外一面的讲法。
So there's another talking in the scripture.
这个栽培的人就把不结果的枝子啊把它剪去。
The gardener cut off the branches that do not bear fruit.
这是一件事情的两面。
These are the two sides of one
tree. 是父神先把这个真葡萄树给人。
God planted this true vine.
盼望人能够懂得神的心意，知道神爱我们。
And I hope we know his heart, know that he loved the world.
但人不要。
But man rejected.
所以人失去了这个机会。
So man lost this opportunity.
但是感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
还有一般的人。
There is another group.
他们接待他。
They received them.
他们相信他。
They believed them.
他们就愿意跟主耶稣连在一起。
They want to unite with him.
所以他们因着主耶稣的话，主耶稣这个人，主耶稣所做的事，他们就相信了他。
Because of the word of Jesus and because of himself.
所以这一个是说到我们跟主耶稣之间的连接。
This is talking about the union with Jesus.
头一步要在基督里。
The first step is to be in Christ.
圣经里面告诉我们说，我们得以在基督里。
The Bible says that we are in Christ.
啊，是本乎神。
It is because God.
是本乎神的恩典。
Because of His grace.
神把他独生的儿子赐给我们。
Who gave His only begotten Son to us.
啊，我们得以在基督里什么？还因着信。
And it is also because of the faith.
因着人的相信。
Because of our faith.
只要你接待主耶稣
if you, as long as you want to receive Jesus,
只要你相信他
as long as you want to believe,
你就跟这个葡萄树就连在一起
you will unite with this vine,
这是福音
this is gospel,
只要你愿意的就可以得着
if you are willing, you will receive,
所以神经常告诉我们说凡信他的就有永生
So the scripture says that whoever believes will have eternal life.
凡信他的，神就赐给他权柄，做神的儿女。
Whoever believes him, God will give him power, right to become the son of God, sons of God.
今天早上在座的有还没有相信他的朋友。
If you haven't believed Jesus yet,
主耶稣给你一个机会。
There is a chance that Jesus.
他愿意你在他的里面。
He wants you to be in him.
只要你相信他。
If you want to believe him.
啊，当我们在基督里的时候，主耶稣进一步要求我们要住在基督里。
When we are in Christ, there's another command from Jesus that to be abide in him.
所以这一段的圣经里面告诉我们说。我们要住在主里面，那主也住在我们的里面。
We should abide in him, and he will abide in us.
读我们来读这一段的圣经，我说有一个大的前提，我已经跟他在一起了。
There's a precondition that we should be with him.
这是主所做的。
This is what God has fulfilled.
啊，现在主耶稣对我们这些跟他连在一起的。
So to us who have been united with him,
他说他是葡萄树。
He is a true vine.
他说你们是枝子。
You are the branch.
啊，在这里有一个连结已经在一起了的时候。
There has been such a union.
然后主耶稣就有一个期望。
But there is a hope from Jesus.
要门徒住在基督的里头。
The disciples should abide in Jesus.
就像枝子。住在葡萄树上
Just like branches abide in the tree
我在这里用的住这个字
Here I use the word abide
在我们中文的圣经把它翻成藏
And in Chinese it means always
他说你们要藏在我的里面
You should always be in myself
我也藏在你的里面
And I'm in you
啊，其实这个藏就是在原文的意思就是住在主里面
And this word always, in the original word, it means abide.
好，那在约翰福音十五章里面有几个字是很重要的。
There are several words, very important in John chapter
15. 这几个字是怎么叫我们怎么住在基督里的。
It talks about how to abide in Christ.
第一是主耶稣的话住在我们的里面。
First, it is the word of Jesus abiding in us.
第二是神的爱住在我们的里面。
Second is the love of God abiding
in us. 第三圣灵住在我们的里面。
Third is the Holy Spirit abiding in us.
所以当我们要住在主里面的时候
So when we want to abide in Christ,
一定要有主的话。
We must have word of Lord.
要有主的爱。
And the love of Lord.
还要有神的理。
And the spirit of God.
所以主耶稣说，如果我们能够住在主里面。
So Jesus said, if we abide in Christ.
啊，主也住在我们的里面。
And the Lord will be in us.
所以头一个是关于讲到主耶稣的话。
So the first is talking about His word.
而主耶稣的话在圣经里面让我们看见分成两类。
So there are two kinds of words.
有一类是主耶稣说出来的话。
One kind is the words directly out of the mouth of Jesus.
而这些的话语呢，人家把它记录下来。
And it was recorded.
啊，成为一本的圣经。
And it was recorded in the scripture.
啊，还有一种的话。
And another kind.
神就借着他所说过的话再说一次。
God talked to us through the words He has spoken.
啊，这就是主耶稣说，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
That's why Jesus said, "The words I have spoken to you is the Spirit."
所以我要把表达方面清楚一点啊，有一个叫做真道。
So there's a true logos.
一个叫做佛道。
And the other is the living word.
好，在希腊文里面，一个字叫做 logos， 一个叫做 rhema。
So in Greek, there's a distinction between logos and rhema.
所以当主耶稣讲话的时候
，When Jesus speaks，
很多人在听
，Many is listening。
但是有很多人听了以后怎么样？都听是听见了，但是怎么样？没有什么东西留下来。
They've heard the word, but there's nothing left in their heart.
但是还有一种的人。
But there's another kind of man.
当他听了主耶稣所讲的话的时候。
After they heard the word.
时间过去了。
After time passed by.
但是这个话一直留在他的里面。
The word abides in them.
而让这个话叫他可以跟主耶稣住在主耶稣的里面。
And so that they can abide in Jesus.
所以第三节说，现在你们因我想所讲给你们的道已经干净了。
So here verse 3 talking about, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
他说这个道可以来干净我们。
So this word can cleanse us.
在这里，在希腊文的里面啊，他用了一个时态，叫做现在完成时态。
So there's a special tense in Greek.
那什么叫做现在完成时态？是说在过去主耶稣说了话。
So this special tense talking about in the past Jesus spoke.
啊，经过一段的时间以后。
And through a period of time.
今天这个道还在我们里面。
And even today this word is still in us.
所以主耶稣说有一种的话。留在我们心灵里面。
So Jesus said, "There's one kind of word that will remain in our heart."
不因着时间环境的改变而消失。
Wouldn't fade through time.
他在我们的里头。
He is in us.
这个话要叫我跟主耶稣连在一起。
And this word will cause us to unite with Christ.
这个道是个活的道。
This word is a living word.
在我们里面是个活的，是生命的。
Living within us.
这个道我叫我们懂得主的意思。
So that we know what Jesus means.
这个道会叫我们来遵行主的话。
So that we can follow His command.
这个话会叫我们住在基督的里头。
So that we can abide in Christ.
当我们借着这些话住在主里面的时候。
Through the words, we can abide in Him.
那么主就住在我们的里面。
And then the Lord will live in us.
我们就会结果子。
And we will bear fruit.
就会有一个生命的果子彰显出来。
We'll have fruit of life.
所以主耶稣在下面说了一句这样的话。
So Jesus said here.
他说，你们若住在我的里面。
If you abide in me.
我的话也住在你们的里面。
And my word in you.
现在有一个情形的时候，我们住在主里面，主耶稣的话住在我们的里面。
If we abide in him and his word in us.
这个话变成了我的心思，我的意念。
And this word becomes my mind.
慢慢的这句话变成了我的。
And this word became mine.
我就要记着这个话来祈求。
And through this word, I will pray. I will ask.
这个话是神所要做事的。
This is what God wants to do.
当神要做事的时候，
When God had a plan to do things,
他要把这个话启示在门徒的里面。
He revealed his words to his
disciples. 要叫我们可以住在他的里头，而明白，
so that we can abide in him,
而明白他的话。
To understand his words.
所以在这里就有一个祷告。
So there's a prayer.
在这里跟神有一个同工。
There's a co-worker with Christ.
而这个祷告不是为着自己的利益。
The prayer is not for self.
这个祷告是为着神的荣耀。
The prayer is for the glory.
这个祷告是为着神所要做的事情。
For what God wants to fulfill.
他说：“凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。”
Whatever you want, pray and it will be done for you.
弟兄姊妹，神把一个那么神圣的作为放在我们的身上。
So God gave us such a great promise.
而我们这些人要住在基督的里头。
And we should abide in Christ.
而且当我们这样祈求的时候，
And when we pray,
神在做事。
And God will act.
有人说神做事，他要做什么事都可以嘛，何必要经过你和我？
And someone said that God can do whatever he wants. Why he wants to go went through us?
但是当神在做事的时候，
But when God acts,
他实在要有器皿来跟他配合。
He wants vessels to be with him.
神实在是一位独行其事的神。
He is a God who do whatever he wants.
他不需要塑造之物跟他同工。
He do not the creatures to be with him.
但是神却愿意他蒙救赎的人跟他来同工。
But he is willing that to co-work with the saved.
好让神的荣耀可以借着人的祷告跟神的同工来成就的时候。
So through the prayer and co-work of the saved, the glory of the God.
一面叫我们对神有更深的认识。
So we can know him more.
叫我们跟神有一个活的连接。
So we have a living connection.
这个叫我们生命得以长大。
So that our life can grow.
叫我们可以来真认识
我们。To truly know
God, 所信的神。
Who we believe.
另外一方面，当事情成就的时候。
And after things has been fulfilled.
他说：“我父就因此得荣耀。”
My Father will be glorified.
神的荣耀要借着一般住在基督的里面的人把它彰显出来。
Through the ones who abide in Christ, the glory of God will be revealed.
弟兄姊妹，这是神何等的高抬我们。
How our God lifted us.
圣经上曾经这样说过。
The scripture says,
世人都犯了罪。
Men all sinned.
亏缺了神的荣耀。
For short of the glory of God.
我相信当初神召人的时候用尊贵荣耀怎么关他们。
When God created man, he crowned him with glory and honor.
但人犯了罪以后，
But after man sinned,
这个荣耀从人的身上消失。
And the glory disappeared from man.
今天神的啊要叫我们可以在基督里。
So today, through the love of God, we can be in Christ.
我们可以跟他重新连在一起。
To reunite with him.
不仅仅这样，要叫我们能够住在他的里面。
Not only that, but to abide in him.
而且要叫他的荣耀重新在蒙救赎人的身上彰显出来。
So that his glory can be revealed through the saved.
这是父要得着的荣耀。
This is the glory that the Father wants.
而当我们住在主里面，主的话也住在我们里头的时候，
When we abide in him and his word in us,
我们借着祈求跟神同工。
Through prayer we co-work with God.
他说：“你们也就是我的门徒。”
And he said so that you will be my disciples.
这里我把它加了一个字啊，叫做真门徒。
Here I want to say.You are true disciples.
当我们是主的门徒，
when we are his disciples.
但是当我们遵他的话去行的时候,
but when we obey his words,
这个真的把主耶稣的道活出来的时候,
when we truly live out his words,
这是一个真门徒,
this is a true disciple.
所以主耶稣曾经在变化的,在登山宝训里面,
on the Sermon on the Mountain,
做了一个总结,
Jesus had a summary.
他说,凡听见我的话, 去行的人,
whoever heard hear my words and to do it.
听神的话,
hear the word of God.
你听见了,
have you heard it?
现在说,你能不能去行?
And have you done it?
他说,你去行的人,
to do it.
就是主的门徒,
and you are his disciple.
他说他的信仰要什么,像房子盖到磐石上,
his faith is like a house building on the rock.
风吹雨淋水冲撞着那房子,房子总不倒塌,
no matter the rain, the wind will not destroy it.
任何的环境都不能够摇动他的信仰,
no matter what kind of environment wouldn't shake it.
为什么? 是因为他的根基立在磐石上,
because the foundation is a rock.
如果用约翰福音四话来说,
if in the words of the Gospel of John,
就是他住在基督里的,
that is the man abides in Christ,
基督也住在他的里面,
and Christ in him,
紧密地连在一起,
they united so tightly,
让主的生命可以远远地这样供应他,
so that the life of God can be his support.
所以住在主里面有一个途径, 就是要得到主耶稣的辅导,
so there the means to abide in Christ is to have his living word.
我们要怎么得到呢?
How can we get it?
所以我们需要读主的话,
we need to read the word of God,
让神的真道能够藏在我们心里面,
so that the true word of God can be within our hearts.
好,有一天主可以再借着道,真道来跟我们说话,
so one day God can talk to us through these words again,
叫我们能够住在他的里面,
so that we can abide in him.
一个住在基督里,
one is to abide in Christ,
他就不会去犯罪,
he will never sin.
第二,主耶稣说, 我爱你们,正如父爱我一样, 你们要住在我的爱,
Jesus said that I loved you as Father loved me, you should abide in me.
我们知道神,主耶稣把神的爱怎么样啊, 临到我们的身上,
so Jesus bestowed the love of God upon us.
现在主耶稣要我们住在,
then Jesus asked us to abide in his love.
你怎么知道你住在主耶稣的爱里?
How do you know that you abide in his love?
下面他告诉我们说, 你们若遵守我的命令,
he says, if you obey my command,
就住在我的爱里,
then you will live in, abide in my love.
所以住在主的爱里面是什么? 是要遵守主的命令,
so to abide in his love is to obey his command.
如果你遵守主的命令啊, 就住在主的爱里面,
if you obey his command and you will abide in him, his love.
当我们能够住在主的爱的里头的时候,
when we abide in his love,
我们会有一种表现, 喜乐,
we'll have the joy.
主的喜乐要从我们心里面涌出来,
his joy flown out of us.
爱跟喜乐可以是这么亲密的结连在一起,
love and joy, they're always together.
所以如果我们需要喜乐吗?
Do you need the joy?
我们要住在主的爱里面,
you need to abide in his love.
那下面他讲什么,怎样才可以住在主的爱里头?
And what is the means to abide in his love?
所以主耶稣告诉我, 我的命令是什么? 你们要彼此相爱。
And Jesus said that my command is you should love each other.
主耶稣在说, 我不再称你们为仆人。
Jesus said I wouldn't call you servants.
因为仆人不能知道主人的事。
Because servants wouldn't know the purpose of.
所以主耶稣在这要称门徒们啊,进一步的是他的朋友。
He will call us friends.
主耶稣在这里对朋友有一个定义。
There's a definition here by the Lord.
他说，你们若遵行我所吩咐的，
If you obey my command,
就是我的朋友。
You will be my friend.
主的朋友是遵行主所吩咐的。
The Lord's friend is the one who follow, who obey the command of the Lord.
我们中文的翻译，我不知道英文是怎样。这个吩咐还有命令，其实在原文里面都是同一个字根。
So in Chinese, there's two words, but in the original language, it's all his command.
所以主耶稣的吩咐，实在说就是主耶稣的命令。
The two words all means.
这个命令是什么？是彼此相爱。
And the command is.To love each other.
所以当我们在基督里的时候，他的爱在我们的身上。
So when we are in Christ, His love is upon us.
但是当我们要住在主耶稣爱里的时候，
When we abide in His love,
这个爱要显出来。
This love will be revealed.
这个爱要叫我们彼此相爱。
This love will cause us to love each other.
这是住在基督里的一个现象。
This is what will happen if you abide in Christ.
所以在这里有一个神的爱临到我们的身上。
So when the love of God upon us,
再从我们的身上把这个爱流露出去。
And flow all of us.
我们人的爱很有限。
Men's love are so limited.
但是神的爱是那样的丰满。
But God's love are so abundant.
我曾经碰见一个传道人。
Once I met a missionary.
他是个侍奉主多年的一个圣的仆人。
Who served the Lord for many years.
有一次他做见证这样说。
One time he had a testimony.
他说我传福音给什么人都可以。
He said I can share the gospel to whatever kind of man.
他说叫我不要把福音传给黑人。
But he don't want to share the gospel to black people.
我想在这里不是有种族歧视。
So he said he's not biased, he's not discrimination in race.
我里面就是没有一个爱可以爱一个黑色皮肤的人。
He said there's no love in me to love this guy.
你知道我们的爱何等的有限。
You know how limited.
除非神的爱浇灌在我们的身上。
Unless the love of God
越过我们的越过我们的限制。
To let us go beyond our limitation.
才能够爱。不可爱的。
To love that we can't love.
还有一个弟兄。
Another brother.
他是从香港来的。
Who is from Hong Kong.
他知道我是从台湾来的。
And he know that he knew that I'm
发生在很十多年前的事情。
It's about 10 more years ago.
他有天都告诉我说，他说林弟兄啊，我很讨厌台湾来的人。
One time he said to me that.Brother Lin, I didn't like people from Taiwan.
因为这位弟兄是做生意的。
Because he was a businessman.
我不知道他为什么会有这个印象。
I don't know why he has such an impression.
大概是在生意上，他跟台湾人做生意给他不好的印象。
Maybe he has some failures when have business with.
弟兄们，同样都是黄种人。
Even though we are of the same race.
但是你要爱他，也实在很不容易。
There are situations where it's hard to love.
除非有神的爱浇灌在我们的身上。
The love of God poured upon us.
我们才能够爱那些需要的福音的。
That we can love those who need the gospel.
所以圣经里面所说，我们要在爱里面互相联络。
So the scripture says that we need to unite with each other.
我们要在爱中互相扶持。
To support each other.
还要在爱中里面生根立基。
And to root in love.
要在爱里面增长。
To grow in love.
另外，我们要在爱里面遮盖许多的丑陋。
To cover a lot of sins in love.
圣经说，爱要能够遮盖许多的过犯。
Bible says that love will cover a lot of things.
在这点呢，我就想到圣经中有一个故事。
There was a story in the scripture.
我们知道挪亚出了方舟以后。
When Noah went out of the ark.
他就喝酒喝多了他就醉了。
He drank and
他就
he get drunk.
后来他就整个衣服都赤身裸体。
And he was naked.
那么他的小儿子看见了。
And his little son,
他有一个儿子看见了。
One of his sons saw it.
他就去告诉他的两个兄弟。
He told his brothers.
那两个兄弟做了一件很美的事情。
The two brothers did a very beautiful thing.
他们拿着衣服。
They used their clothes.
披在肩上。
And they put it on their shoulders.
他们倒退的进去。
They walked backwards.
走到他父亲的身边。
To his father's place.
把衣服遮盖在他的身上。
And covered the clothes on his body.
就看不见他父亲的赤身肉体。
So they wouldn't see the nakedness of their fathers.
这是一个爱父亲的。
These are the brothers who love the father.
他懂得把那个他的赤身把它遮盖起来。
Who knew to cover the nakedness of the father.
来，诺亚醒来以后就祝福这两个儿子。
So after Noah got awake, he blessed the brothers.
我们在爱里面实在要求主，叫我们能够遮盖许多的过犯。
We really pray to the Lord that in love that so many things can be covered.
还有我们要在爱中互相扶持。
And also in love we need to support each other.
互相联络。
To unite with each other.
我们知道圣经中有一个人叫耶瑟。
There was a man in scripture, his name is Joseph.
他被他的兄弟卖到埃及去。
He was sold by his brothers to Egypt.
后来他在埃及做了宰相。
And later he became the prime minister in Egypt.
他们就来见他。
And his brothers came to see him.
他们兄弟知道说这个是他们所想杀害的兄弟。
And finally his brothers knew that this prime minister is the one they once sold and want to kill.
但是耶稣他讲了一句很美的话。
But Joseph said a very beautiful word.
他说从前你们的意思要害我。
He said before you wanted to kill me.
他脑筋很清楚。
And Joseph was fully aware of the situation.
但是他把他的眼睛转到神那边。
But he turned his eyes to the Lord.
他说神的意思原是好的。
But he said that the purpose of God is good.
要保全许多人的性命，成就进入的光景。
Is to protect many lives and to fulfill what is done today.
他说：“你们要彼此相爱。”
You need to love each other.
耶稣在爱他的兄弟们。
Joseph loved his brothers.
他告诉他们说：“你们不要害怕。”
He told his brothers, "Do not be afraid."
因为在爱里面没有惧怕。
Because there's no fear in love.
所以叫他们不要怕。
So do not be afraid.
他把从神那边来的爱留在他的兄弟们中间。
He gave the love from God to his brothers.
而且用亲爱的话来安慰他。
And he comforted his brothers with many dear words.
扶持弟兄，他的弟兄们往前走。
So that his brothers could go ahead.
另外我有一节的圣经我们中文翻得很好。
There's one scripture.
他说要在爱里面说诚实话。
To speak truth in love.
但是我们把这句话来用的时候常常不太容易用得好。
But it is hard for us to practice it.
那一句话原来的意思是要在爱里面持守真理。
The original meaning of the word is to keep truth in love.
还不仅仅说诚实话，
Not just speak truth.
还要守住真理。
To keep the truth.
你觉得我们在侍奉的中间，
In our serving to the Lord.
我们有时候会做错。
Sometimes we make mistakes.
一面我们还需要在爱里面说诚实话。
On one side, we need to speak truth in love.
一方面我们要在爱里面持守真理。
On the other side,We need to keep the truth.
特别是当真理偏出去的时候
，When there are some misleading，
我们要持守真理。
We need to keep the truth.
但是当然要在爱的里面。
But we should be in love.
这个要不容易啊。
It is so hard.
我们知道彼得曾经失败，在真理上曾经发了一跤。
We know that Peter had failed before.
保罗看见他说，他做的不好。
And Paul saw it, and he said that it was not good.
是因为保彼得跟外邦人本来一起吃饭，吃得很高兴。
Because Peter used to eat with Gentiles.
后来有别的人别的地方来了，他就把他分开了。
But when other Jews came, Peter separated himself from the Jews, from the Gentiles.
圣经说保罗就当面抵挡他。
And Paul spoke against him.
这实在是一个怎么样很厉害的指证。
This is such a hard administration.
但是彼得就接受他的指证。
So Peter accepted.
我现在彼得的心的深处碰见了一个爱。
Because I believe in the deep place of Peter's heart, he met a love.
弟兄姊妹，当一个人被指证的时候，
when someone is to be corrected,
实在很难说。
It is very hard.
但是有一个爱可以叫人重新站起。
But there is a love so that we can stand up again.
所以主耶稣说，离了我，你们什么都不能做。
So Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
请我们记得，在这个葡萄的树上，这个枝将永远供应。
As long as you're in this vine, there always will be the juice.
在这个葡萄的树上，所有一切都要给枝子。
And everything in this vine is for the branches.
这是主的大爱。
This is the love of God.
他毫无保留的都要给枝子。
No reservations.
但是枝子它可以接受，也可以不接受。
But the branch, it can receive or not receive.
如果你要主，什么都不能做。
Apart from Lord, nothing can be done.
我从上下文来看，就你不能够结果子。
And from the context, we know that means you cannot bear fruit.
当在爱中持守真理的时候，
to keep choosing love.
弟兄姊妹，我们可以住在基督的里面，我们也可以离了主。
We may abide in Christ, or we may not abide in Christ.
当你离了主的时候，你会思想对方为什么会这样的说这样的话，做这样的事对待。
When you are away from Christ, you will think about all kinds of bad things about the other.
遇见的是个属灵的死亡。
So you are in the spiritual death.
但是如果是连跟基督连在一起，
if you unite with Christ,
你的心思会不断的被更新，
your mind will be renewed,
你的情感会被更新，
and your feeling will be,
你会知道说万事都互相效力，
you know all things work together.
今天要显明谁是爱神的人，
to reveal who is the one.
你怎么知道你是爱神的人？
How do you know you love the Lord?
这个枝子连在葡萄树上，
this branch,
让主耶稣的爱留在你的里面，
so that the love of God flowing
in you. 让他的光来光照你，
and his light will be on you.
让他的爱来扶持你，
that is love to support
you. 让他的恩典来托住你，
that is grace to be under you.
叫你这一切都为着要让来替你效力。
All these are just to serve one purpose.
好让你能够结果子，
so that you can bear fruit.
很感谢神。
But thank the Lord.
当彼得经过一段很长的日子以后，
through long period of time,
他写到关于主耶稣的再来。
Peter talked about the second coming of Jesus.
他也知道保罗写了很多有关于主再来的事。
And Paul also wrote a lot about the second coming of Jesus.
所以他在彼得书信的时候写信他们说，告诉他们说，
in the letters of Peter.
他说我们所亲爱的兄弟保罗。
Peter said, our dear brother Paul.
弟兄姊妹，在这里有个爱把彼得和保罗连在一起。
Here was a love that united Peter and Paul.
当保罗可以传讲主耶稣的再来，主耶稣降临的事。
When Paul wrote about the second coming of Jesus,
让彼得也能够经历到关于主耶稣再来的事。
And Peter can also experience.
而且他告诉别人说，你们不要再强解保罗的书信，像强解别的经书一样。
Peter told others, "Do not try to explain these words by yourself."
彼此相爱有一个特征。
There is a characteristic of love each other.
里面没有间隔。
So there is no separation.
他们可以慢慢和睦相处。
They can stand together in harmony.
在爱里面持守 真理。
To keep the truth in love.
我想住在主里面一定会有结果子的。
So if you abide in Christ, you must bear fruit.
在这里我们会看见有生命的果子。
The fruit of life.
也有彼此相爱的果子。
And the fruit of loving each other.
也可以有喜乐的果子。
And the fruit of joy.
那我们看见有没有也有做工的果子。
And the fruit of work.
那么我们也会有见证的果子。
And the fruit of testimony.
最后我想我用一个见证。
At last, I will have a testimony here.
我想这是发生在我身上很久很久以前的事。
It happened on me a long time ago.
那时候我还没有结婚，很年轻。
At that time, I was not married yet.
那我就遇到一些不如意的事情。
I had something that I don't want.
所以我就去找一个年长的诉苦。
So I came to an elder brother.
我就找他吐苦水。
And I complained a lot.
他听我讲以后，他不一句话都不说。
He didn't say a word after hearing what I said.
他就把他的眼睛拿下来。
He took off his glasses.
他说：“弟兄，你看我的眼睛。”
He said, "Brother, look at my eyes."
我看他的时候，我都还没有看出什么毛病来。
I looked at his eyes. I couldn't see anything.
他说：“弟兄。”
He said, "Brother."
我是一个残废的人。
He said that I am a disabled man.
我一只眼睛完全看不见。
I can only see with one eye.
另外一个眼睛只有四分之一的弱视。
My other eye has only one fourth of that
eye. 我现在我才发现他的原来他的眼睛的镜片那么厚。
I suddenly realized how thick his glasses is.
在这里有一个天生残废自卑的人。
So here was a man who was disabled.
这个生理上的缺陷你可以叫人很痛苦。
It can have a lot of pain in human body.
感谢神，神的爱在他的身上。
But thanks the Lord, the love of God.
经过一段很长的岁月。
Through a long period of time.
叫一个自卑的人从这里走出来。
So,that this man can out of his own humbleness.
碰到一个年轻人。
He met a young man.
他说你看看我。
He said to the young man, look at me.
神可以叫我一个天然的残废天生残废的人可以从自卑里面走出来。
The love of God can restore a disabled man like me.
你的遭遇又算得了什么。
So how's your situation compared with me?
你为什么不住在基督里头？
Why not live in Christ?
为什么要离掉他？一直想你的那一个痛苦的遭遇。
Why stay away from him, thinking about your own situation?
想想他。
Think of him.
连与这一个真葡萄树。
Unite with him.
让他的丰富来供应你。
So that his abundance can be upon you.
这是一种果子。
This is one kind of fruit.
叫一个在伤痛中的人被扶持。
So that a man in sorrow could be supported.
那经过很多年以后。
Through many years.
我有机会在教会里面服侍。
I had the opportunity to serve in church.
服侍一个那些青少年。
To serve the youth.
就像今天以缪这样的服侍那些teenage.
Just like Brother Emil here.
在那个青少年团契里面有一个姊妹。
There was a sister in the youth fellowship.
她有个小儿麻痹。
And have a disease.
所以她走路都一波一波的。
And can't walk like normal people.
在聚会的时候一聚完会以后这个姊妹就单独一个人躲在一边。
So every time after the worship,this sister would stay somewhere apart from other people.
不愿意跟人家来的。
She didn't want to talk to others.
在这里有一个后天，这个那个生理上有缺陷而带进一个自卑的人。
And this sister has this disability, ability and don't want to talk to others.
因为我曾经被一个残废的人服侍过。
Because I was helped by one disabled man.
我也求主说，主给我智慧，怎么去服侍这一个少年的姊妹。
So I prayed to the Lord that how I could help the other sister who is also disabled.
一方面背后为她祷告。
So I prayed for her.
让我求主给我智慧，怎么去服侍她。
And I prayed that God would give me wisdom to help her.
但感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
结果一段时间以后。
After a period of time,
这位姊妹就跟其他的那她的同伴们就调在一起。
And this sister was restored to communication with other brothers and sisters.
那一个人离了主，所想的都是晦暗的一面。
If one is apart from the Lord, whatever he or she thinks about is a great side of the thing.
一个人住在基督里，跟基督连在一起的时候。
If one abides in Christ,
这意味着神可以化作主成为祝福。
This God will turn the curse to blessing.
这意味着神可以叫黑暗变成光。
Turn the darkness to light.
这意味着神可以叫人软弱变成刚强。
Turn the weakness to the strength.
把眼睛慢慢的从主之外的里面转移到主耶稣的身上。
Let us turn our eyes to the Lord.
让他的生命可以充满在我们的身上。
So that His life will fill us.
我们能够结果子。
That we can bear fruit.
能够叫父可以得着荣耀。
So that the Father will be glorified.
请我们低头有点祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们得以在基督里是本乎恩。
We are in Christ because of you, because of the
grace
and the faith.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
我们可以跟你连在一起。
That we can be united with you.
你也要我们住在你的里面。
And you asked us to abide in you.
主，我们求你在往后的年日。
Lord, we pray that in the future days.
你的话能够多多的存在我们的心中。
Your words will be abundantly within us.
让你的话能够成为我们生命的活道。
To be the living word of our life.
让我们来遵行你的旨意。
So that we can obey your command.
来住在你的里头。
To abide in you.
主耶稣，感谢你。
Lord Jesus, thank you.
把神的爱浇灌在我们的身上。
To pour the love of God upon us.
主，让我们能够彼此相爱。
That we can love each other.
让我们能够成为你的门徒。
To become your true disciples.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
把圣灵住在我们的里头。
That your Holy Spirit dwells in us.
靠着圣灵，有力量来跟随你。
May we follow you through the strength from the Holy Spirit.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.